The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a rainy day today. Sucks. Like, this isn't why I pay California taxes, okay? I pay California taxes because I want the sunshine, okay? So, not sure who's in charge here, God, but fix it. Because rain, no thank you. And if you're going to rain overnight, okay? Because I don't care. I'm sleeping then. Doesn't matter to me. Rain in the mountains or snow in the mountains. Don't do it in Los Angeles is all I am saying. Okay, let's roll it.
This is the Wells
yes,
Cast with Wells Adams, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's up, guys? How we doing today? Me, I'm a little doom and gloom because, like I said, it was raining outside and it's like gross. I don't understand how people live in Seattle. How? One day of rain every 3 months and I'm like, ugh. What is going on? I like how my dog has become LA where it's raining outside and he'll look out to go to the bathroom. He'll be like, nah, I'm just going to hold it. That doesn't seem fun out there. It's like, you're a dog, dude. What does it matter to you? You've got a built-in jacket. He's like, I don't know. I'm going to sit here on the couch and just wait for this to blow over. You know, it's not always sunshine and bikinis in Los Angeles. It's not. But I will say this. Today on the Wells Cast, we have someone who started their career hanging out in the sunshine, modeling bikinis. That was when she lived over in Florida. Her story's crazy. She knew what she wanted. She actually dropped out of high school and, manifested her destiny. Became a model. Became an actress. Became an entrepreneur. Literally, she has done everything you can do. Is she holding the title of one of the sexiest women by GQ in the world? Yeah. Was she GQ's International Model of the Year? You know it. Was she just in the movie The Argument? Mm-hmm. Or just in the movie Guest House? Yes. Was she in Fantasy Island? Yeah. Was she in Baywatch? You know it. Was she in MacGyver? Yes. The newer versions of those, just so you know. Did she team up with Maria Sharapova and Mark Cuban on fitness accessories? Yeah. That's the real money right there. She's done everything. And now she's about to do my podcast, which I can only assume is the low light of her career. Whatever. It all started in 2015. And if you were watching the Super Bowl that year, which, I mean, I guess that's everybody, might have seen a little Carl's Jr. commercial. That was her big break. And then since then, she's been killing it. On the Wells Cast today, the origin story of the multi-talented Charlotte McKinney. This is one, guys, you do not want to miss.
Thank you. Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
All right, welcome back to the Wellscast. Excited to have actress, model, I'm going to go ahead and say comedian, entrepreneur on the show, Charlotte McKinney. How are you?
I think that's the best title I've gotten so far. Thank you. I will take that.
Well, hey, man, you've done everything. Like, I think the first time I became aware of you was the Super Bowl. So maybe I should throw athlete in there as well.
Yeah, right? I mean, you could call me an athlete, so totally fine.
You're athlete adjacent. I mean, you were on a Super Bowl commercial.
Basically a football player. Like,
yeah,
totally.
You got a ring, I assume, that year.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I guess the first time everyone maybe saw you on the global scale was that Carl's Jr. commercial. Everyone probably listening to this being like, wait, who is this? And then every guy's like, yep, I know exactly what's happening right now. Do you like remember that Super Bowl Sunday vividly?
Well, yeah, I was actually doing press for Carl's. So like I actually went to the Super Bowl like a few days before and then like had to like work with them and all that. So it was exciting. But yeah, I mean, I guess that would be like my most, I mean, I feel like no matter what, I will forever be the burger girl. So people definitely just know me as the Carl's Jr. girl. So still trying to like break that, you know, saying, but hey, like I'm super grateful for it. And it is what it is.
Hey, man, everyone needs a break. And
totally.
The truth of the matter is it propelled you to do a lot of other stuff. Obviously, like hard work and talent led to all this other stuff. But, you know, everyone has to figure out a way to get in the door at some point. And I think that's a pretty good entrance in. It's a large scale, but you've done so much since then. I was just going over kind of like your resume and like the stuff that I'm supposed to talk about with you. And it's a lot. So I guess, what do you want to talk about first?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm just trying to like get away from that stereotype of, you know, my fan base is a lot of men and in that whole world of the Carl's Jr. But I think there's just a lot more to me and a lot of other things that I've worked on that I guess people aren't so familiar with. But yeah, I mean, I've kind of just been doing press today for a recent campaign I did. So just all around, anything you have to ask me, I'm pretty open to.
Well, your acting career has gone from like girl on a bicycle to now leading movies.
I want to go that far.
I mean, but you know, these are like legit roles on big movies, Fantasy Island, Baywatch. And you've got some new stuff coming out. I was just going over the IMDb. There's a film called Phobias that's completed, but hasn't been released. Guest House, The Argument. Like, this is all new stuff.
I think the one I was most excited about was, it was an indie that came out this year, was The Argument and Guest House. And those were super fun. And Phobias was another, just a small little cameo. But yeah, I'm just kind of working towards that, you know, whether it's a reoccurring TV role or, you know, a bigger movie role. But that's kind of where I've kind of put my focus on, is more of the acting. And I love comedy and that kind of area. So yeah, I'm just kind of trying to break the mold a bit.
My fiance and myself are huge fans of the show Shark Tank. And I know...
Oh, I love it.
And I know that you are now linked to Shark Tank. I guess talk to everyone about Bala.
Yeah, so it's pronounced Bala. And yeah, today we're on KTLA talking about it and doing a bunch of things. So I just did a collaboration and a campaign with Bala Bangles. And if you're familiar, so I mean, yeah, I guess people would know it from Shark Tank. They were on Shark Tank. They got picked up by Maria, don't know if I'm saying it, Mark Cuban and the
Maria Sharapova.
Maria, exact. Thank you. So they started working together, and during kind of the lockdown, it's really just taken off because it's basically these ankle weights and arm weights and these things. You can basically just wear them when you're walking around, going to the grocery store. They're just like super convenient, and they totally took off during the time when everyone had to kind of work out from home. And so we kind of were able to do a big campaign during the time, and now it's all launching, and it's been really fun.
I remember that episode very vividly, and I remember Maria and Mark going in together. That's so cool that you guys are teaming up.
That's so funny.
And also, like, it just makes sense. Everyone's stuck at home right now. It's like either you lean into just eating Postmates every day or you try to better yourself and your body. And I guess...
Totally, yeah. I mean, I feel like there came a point where, like, at the start, everyone was, like, eating and drinking and this and that. But then there came a point where it's like, okay, I've put on, like...
The COVID-19.
Yeah, like I need to get my shit together. So they just like totally took off, and it was funny because I got photographed maybe like leaving Erewhon or something wearing them, and so, you know, we kind of connected again on that, and I was like, we should really work together. And I was just such a fan. I was literally living in these ankle weights. So the girls and everyone was just so amazing to work with and collaborate with. And I'll have to send a pair to you and your girlfriend.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Because I need all the help I can get. Because I did pack on the COVID-19 for sure.
I think we all did.
Yeah. No judgment here. Tell me about the detox bar and the good chocolate.
Oh, yeah. So randomly. So totally random. Another thing, I just like, I loved this chocolate line. And they kind of reached out to me to collaborate. And we made a chocolate bar together. I found their chocolate at a grocery store, and then they were like, we'd love to make something with you. And during COVID, I had kind of that downtime to like do my research, and I made a chocolate bar. So that happened. It's basically like, I'm practicing an anti-inflammatory diet, and it's basically an anti-inflammatory like turmeric dark chocolate bar, so you don't feel bad while you're eating it.
So here's the plan. You can go eat chocolate.
Yes.
And then afterwards, you can use the Bala bands to work off said chocolate. So it's perfect.
Exactly. But this chocolate is so healthy that you don't even really have to work it out. So I'm just kind of here helping everyone live their best and healthiest life.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know if anyone told you, but this show is an origin story podcast. So I like to talk to like uber successful people and find out how they got to become successful in their careers. And so we are going to take a break. And when we come back, can we do a deep dive and find out where the hell Charlotte came from and how the hell she got here?
100%. I am ready. It's all a right. good story.
I cannot freaking wait. Stick around, everybody.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
All right, back in the Wells cast. Very excited to have Charlotte McKinney on the show. You know her as an actress and a model, Instagram influencer. She's now getting into the entrepreneurial side of social media, helping out with the Bala bands that are weighted bands to help you lose that COVID-19. You can find out more at shopbala.com. She's also getting into the food industry with the detox bar from The Good Chocolate. Go to thegoodchocolate.com. You've got a new movie coming out called Phobias. It's not yet released out right now that you can go check out. Guest House, The Argument. Of course, she was on Fantasy Island, Baywatch. You did MacGyver too, which is cool. Were you a fan of MacGyver? Are you old enough to remember like the OG MacGyver?
No, I know MacGyver from, I don't know if it was Saturday Night Live or Mad TV, but I know them from like when they would like make fun of MacGyver, but I never really watched like the real MacGyver.
Yeah, it was, I think it was MacGruber was the,
MacGruber, yeah. That was it. So I knew that. And then I had a few episodes on the real show and I was like, I kind of still thought it was a joke, but it was a real thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, thank you for all the plugs.
Yeah, did I forget anything?
No, you're a legend.
Okay. Yeah, so this is a origin story podcast and
I love it.
I just am so fascinated with how people become famous, and I think a lot of people out there just assume that everyone just is born famous and they don't realize all the hard work and dedication and crazy odd jobs and burning at both ends to kind of get to where everyone then all of a sudden knows who you are and you have a blue check mark next to your name. So I'm fascinated to hear your story. Are you from like the Los Angeles area?
No. So that's kind of what was interesting. And I feel like nowadays, like, I feel like everyone, like you said, is kind of like born into it, or like a famous celebrity kid or things like that. So people just think it's like such an easy thing, or they live in Hollywood and know someone. But I knew absolutely no one from Hollywood. I grew up in Florida. So I literally had no ties or any connection to the Hollywood world.
And are you like an only child? Do you have siblings?
No. So I grew up with an older sister.
Okay.
And my parents, my dad was from the Bahamas. My mom was from Canada, and they thought, you know, well, I guess we'll live in Florida. So I kind of grew up in Florida and going back and forth to the Bahamas and things like that. So I really lived kind of like a simple life by the water, just like kind of a beach rat. And just, yeah, it was a pretty normal life, I guess you could say, or not really, but kind of.
What kind of kid were you? Were you a nerd? Were you like someone who skipped class?
I was very introverted, even my whole life. Like, I just, you know, never had too many friends. And then when I hit high school, I was this girl who had like a double D chest. Everyone kind of hated me. I didn't really fit in. I had no like good friends at the time. And I, to be honest, I really struggled with school. I grew up dyslexic. So no matter what, I literally couldn't even pass like eighth grade math. So I was like about to be in my senior year trying to like pass, you know, middle school math. And I just like got to a point where I dropped out. So I am a high school dropout. I'm also like at the point of my life where I'm not afraid to like say that. So
what were your parents saying when you were like, guys, this is just, I can't get through algebra. So I gotta go.
Well, yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but it kind of ran in my family, like my grandfather and my father and like my mom, like it just, everyone was very just like visual and business oriented, and like school just wasn't really in the McKinney genes. Like, it just wasn't for us. So like my sister did good and graduated from FINM and things like that. But for me, I was just like, F this. Everyone's mean to me. I can't finish any, like, I can't pass these tests. So I'm out. So I kind of just like, my parents were like, you know, like, obviously they weren't stoked, like their kids dropping out of high school. So they weren't like super excited. So, but I did it. And I was grateful. Like, they, at the end of the day, they still supported me. And like, they were, you know, they were happy for me because I wanted to just like start modeling. So I just kind of said, you know, this is what I'm going to do.
I find it very hard to believe that you were unpopular in high school.
I know it's always like the pretty girl being like, oh, boohoo me, I had no friends, but I really didn't. Like, I just like, I had like, my best friend went to a different high school. So I just like didn't really, you know, and then like the guys were just, you know, I had a lot of guy friends, which made the girls not like, it was just like, it was just dark. I didn't vibe with anyone at my school.
So were you doing the modeling like while you were in high school, or when you dropped out, were you like, well, I got to pivot over and do something?
Yeah. So basically I was just like, told my parents, I'm like, I'm going to drop out. I'm not doing my senior year, and I'm going to move to Miami, and I'm going to try to start modeling. And everyone kind of just like laughed in my face. So technically I went out to Miami and, you know, kind of started doing like test shoots and things like that. No one really, like, I would meet with these modeling agencies, but no one really wanted to take a chance with me. I was kind of this no name. I'm 5'7". I'm not super tall. I couldn't fit into any sample clothing because my chest was so large at the time. And so I just kind of was this, like, no one was working with me, and I was getting really, really frustrated. I think I put in a, like, a strong year, and like just nothing was happening. And then I had met one of the New York modeling agencies. One of the directors was in Miami, and I got to do like a dinner with him, and he saw something in me. And we started working together, and I started going to New York a bit and booking small things here and there. And then it was kind of the question of like, do I want to live in New York? Do I want to live in California? Like, where do I see myself? I think this was like 2 years in, and my sister lived in California. So I moved out, and I was just like, fuck it. Like, I want to take a chance. And like, I saw myself, like, I didn't see myself fully being a model. I really just wanted to get more into the entertainment industry. So for me, it was kind of like, how can I kind of get in there? And I thought, you know, start modeling and then slowly can kind of work my way in. And that's kind of what I did.
Did you go to New York?
No. So New York just wasn't for me. Yeah. Like, I grew, like, growing up in Florida, like, you just like, it was too much. I remember I was there during one winter and I was just like, there's no way I'm living here. So California was like, I could work there. There was more work in California than like Miami. So I moved to like Beverly Hills and just like went right into it. And my first kind of big job in LA was Guess. And then after that, I like booked Carl's, and it kind of just like after Carl's, it just kind of took off.
When you were in Miami, did you find like an agent or a manager? How does it work? And yeah, how do you like you get Miami into it?
Miami is just like a sketchy, weird modeling scene. Like it wasn't great. And like I had like kind of like a shitty, weird agent that would like send me out on things, but it was nothing in Miami was going to really change my career. And I knew if I stayed there, I'd literally just be modeling bathing suits every day. So I knew I kind of needed to like go somewhere and kind of take it more seriously.
I imagine I have never been good looking enough to be a model, but I imagine that it's a lot more creepy than people realize.
Oh, totally. I even look back on it now, and the older I've gotten, I kind of say to myself, like, because I have two nieces now, these two beautiful young girls, and I'm like, ugh, like I would never let my niece model. I would never, you know, if I had a kid, I would never tell them to go modeling. I mean, things have gotten better, but like things I saw at that time before all this, it was grimy. So I just don't really encourage it after kind of the things I've seen and gone through. It's not the prettiest.
I've been to enough fancy Hollywood parties or whatnot, and you're there and you'll look around and they'll be like, you know, a 19-year-old model. And I'm like, you are just out of high school. And
totally, and
you're surrounded by a bunch of like really high powered, like creepy dude. Like, I don't know. It's just one of those things where I just always got the vibe that like, you have to be really, really tough to be a model.
Yeah. And I think from growing up and just dealing with assholes all the time, I just always had tough skin. And for the first year trying to model, everyone was like, no, no, no. And so I built this tough skin. So by the time I got to LA, I was just kind of like, fuck it. Like, everyone's telling me no, but I'm going to still kind of keep doing it. But yeah, I definitely didn't fall into it. It wasn't some easy thing. I wasn't like, my mom was this successful model and I got to just kind of take after her. It was challenging.
So you come out to Los Angeles, you're in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Your first thing you book is Guess.
Yeah.
I understand how television works, but I don't really understand how modeling works. Like, do you go on auditions and stuff?
Yeah, so I definitely went on like casting calls and things like that. But oddly enough, it was weird because my life was always like castings and things like that. But when I booked Carl's, it was just like a direct booking, which I thought was so odd. I've never really had that happen. So that was super exciting. But yeah, it was mostly just a lot of like casting calls.
You do the guest spot and then you book Carl's Jr. I guess my first question is there's also like the stigma of, you know, models eat like rabbits, you know, like,
of course,
lettuce and smoothies and whatnot.
Duh. But
like, were you a vegetarian at the time? Like, do you like burgers? Was that hard for you to do?
No, to be totally honest. I mean, now that I look back on it, there was a time I was like vegan, but at the time I ate burgers all the time. I was young. I didn't really care what I was eating. So it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm eating meat. Like, this is disgusting. I was it was totally natural. And like, obviously, like when I was on set for that spot, like the burger was being painted on and things like that. So I couldn't really eat it. Like I kind of, and then we were doing so many takes. So I was definitely spitting it out in between takes. But no, I wasn't like afraid to eat meat. No.
Did you have any idea how big of a deal that was going to be at the time?
No, to be honest, they didn't really make it like, oh, this is like a Super Bowl ad, because they didn't fully know. So like no one was really saying like, oh, this is a Super Bowl ad, blah, blah, blah. It was kind of just like, this is a commercial. Hopefully it could be, you know, in the Super Bowl. And for me, I was just living in the moment and I was not trying to worry about like if it was going to go anywhere. And like I had been through so much stuff to where like I was like, oh, who knows? Maybe this won't even go on, you know. So I didn't put any pressure on it. I just kind of took it as a day to day job. And like, that's why I think it was so exciting, because I really had no idea the magnitude it kind of would bring.
Can I ask a business question about this?
100%.
Okay, because I'm fascinated with this. Because I've done commercials too. None of them were on the Super Bowl. But like, yeah. Do you get more money if it gets on the Super Bowl? Or is it like you've signed kind of a crap contract and you don't get more money even though 50 million people see it on one night?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a tough question, because I don't probably, but I think at the time I think that they were smart and they got me when I wasn't very known. So I think I got paid up front and I got like residuals. But yeah, I think now if I booked something like that, I probably would have had a better lawyer look over it. So it's definitely a learning experience. Like, I think I was so stoked to just like be able to do that. I wasn't even thinking about money, or like when they set a rate, I wasn't trying to make it higher or anything like that. I was just like, oh my God, I'm getting paid to do this. Like, this is crazy. But like now, like I have a lawyer who looks over every contract I do. So yeah, definitely Carl's got me to low.
Yeah.
yeah, I'll leave it as that.
That's what I assumed. I just wanted to know.
Totally.
Well, hey, listen, like, I know that you probably, and I totally get it. I can very much empathize with, like, yes, I was on this Carl's Jr. commercial, but, like, I'm so much more than that. But the truth of the matter is, and the same with me, you need some sort of way to get the 15 minutes, and then
totally. You
have to be talented, and you have to be hardworking to be able to continue the upward trend of your career, which you've done really, really well. You know, we have a lot of reality TV people on this show, but there's also a lot of actors, a lot of musicians, and everyone has a story of like, listen, I needed a break and that was it. And
totally.
So I think that's cool that you had that, but I also think it's really impressive that you've continued forward momentum upwards.
Totally.
What was the next big thing after Carl's?
Well, I signed with UTA, the talent agency, and I think I went in so naive and young, and they had put me on Dancing with the Stars like right after. And it was really bizarre, because at the time, like when people brought up Dancing with the Stars, it, you know, no offense, but it was kind of like the has-beens and older, you know, people. But I guess that year they were, you know, looking into people who like were trending and younger, and they had like me and Rumor Willis and like this young actress and stuff like that. So I did that. But after that, I knew I didn't want to do anything in the reality space. I saw how like manipulate, like they just kind of pinned me as this person and made me kind of like look a certain way. So I knew that that's not really what I wanted to do. So it was kind of like the part of my career I don't love to talk about or say I did, but you know, it is what it is. And you know, it got my name out there again. So,
well, I do have friends that have been on Dancing with the Stars. Actually, I was on one episode and I was terrible.
Stop. You were?
Yeah, I was like a background dancer for my friend who was on. But I, you know, contrary to the Carl's contract, I do remember that apparently the Dancing with the Stars contract's not that bad. So, you know,
totally. I definitely knew why when my agents at UTA were pushing me to do it. Like, it wasn't a no-brainer, but yeah, I mean, everything in my career, I think, has been such a learning experience, and like, I'm grateful for any opportunity or any of those jobs I've learned from so many of those things. So, but yeah, I mean, I took it for what it was, got to learn the salsa and move on.
Have you had the I've made it moment, or are you one of those people that will never give yourself the credit that you probably really deserve?
I am the person who will never give myself the credit, even when and I'm trying to learn to kind of live in the moment and be happy with what I have. But I still feel like right now I'm nowhere close to that. Especially with acting, I feel like every role's been pretty mediocre. So I feel like I'm not really there yet. But I'm definitely trying to learn to be a little nicer to myself and congratulate myself for the smaller things. But yeah, I'm pretty hard on myself. And I think at the end of the day, that kind of put me to where I am and kind of keeps me motivated.
What's something that you haven't done in your career that you want to do?
I would love to just like have a reoccurring, I mean, I've done a lot of films, but I would love to have just like a reoccurring TV role. I grew up watching like, I still to this day love watching like 2 and a Half Men and things like that. I just love those little stupid like comedy 30-minute shows like A Will and Grace or all the, like I find that to be so fun.
Well, those are all multicam sitcoms, so.
I know. So, I've read for some, and I think that's something I find so fun and challenging at the same time.
What's one piece of advice you'd give to somebody that you live by to help continue to be successful in your career?
I would say what I always kind of told myself was, just because one person says no doesn't mean everyone else is. You know, my whole life was kind of these no's and no's and no's. And then I got that one. It's just about getting that one yes or that one person to see your vision, whether it's a product or it's you or anything. I think it's about just kind of not letting yourself get too hard on other people's opinion on you, because at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter.
So true. I want to be respectful of your time, so I don't want to take up too much more of it, but I wanted to end the show with some rapid fire questions. Are you ready for that?
Love it. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Rapid fire questions with Charlotte McKinney. Number one, what's one thing that's always in your fridge?
Water.
What's one thing that's on your bucket list?
Travel more.
Invisibility or the ability to fly?
Invisibility.
Why?
Oh, I would be so invisible and just do like shady things. I could steal. I could go and listen in on conversations. Oh, I could do so many things.
You need to go read a book, or like me, I listen to books. There's an amazing book called The Visible Man, and it's all about this guy who makes an invisibility cloak effectively. And his whole thing is that he likes to go and just watch people.
I love that.
It's amazing. What animals do you wish you could talk to?
Dogs.
Physical trait you notice about someone you are attracted to?
Eyes.
Last person you texted?
My mom.
Waffles or pancakes?
Neither.
What's your breakfast go to?
I just don't like waffles and pancakes. I just never got into it. I don't know. I'd rather get like a smoothie bowl or something. I don't know. I'm just not a pancake person. I love my sweets though.
Do you believe in soulmates?
Yes.
Who is your childhood hero?
My mom.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, Paul Rudd.
That is every woman's freaking celebrity crush. It's amazing. Whether you were born in 1989 or whether you were born in 2012, it's still Paul Rudd. Do you have a nickname? And if you do, what is it? And do you go by it?
Yeah, Sharnie. My parents, my sister, everyone I grew up with called me Sharnie. I don't know why.
Favorite pizza topping?
Normal cheese.
Who was your first kiss?
Oh, God, I don't even know his name.
That poor guy is listening to this and being like, fuck, man.
I couldn't tell you to save my life. Oh, my God.
Because you know how pumped he is about that story in his life. Like, you know how many times he's told that and you don't even remember him.
Yeah, sorry. Ugh, I can't. Oh, geez.
Celebrity you've been mistaken for?
Taylor Swift, actually, when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
You're much shorter than her. Who would you call to get you out of jail?
My dad.
Who's the most famous first person in your cell phone?
Oh, I'm not answering that.
All right. When you win your Oscar, who are you going to thank first?
Everyone who told me no to keep me going.
Oh, I love that. Really good.
Yeah, that's leave it on that.
Charlotte, thank you so much for being on the Wells Cast. Really cool story.
It was such a pleasure. I'm so glad I got to meet you. You're so handsome and kind and easy to talk to. So thanks for making that so fun. And I look forward to talking again soon.
Yeah, one day we'll all actually be able to leave our houses, and I'm sure I'll see you at some weird Hollywood party. And
totally. You know. Yeah. And I'm hoping to build up a podcast sometime soon too. So you'll be one of my guests.
Oh, I'd love to.
Love it. All right, hon. Have a good one.
All right. Don't forget, everybody, go to shopbala.com to find those fitness accessories. Go to thegoodchocolate.com to get yourself the detox bar. Where do people follow you on social media?
Just my name, Charlotte McKinney. Nothing crazy.
All right. Thanks so much. Enjoy the day.
All the best to you. Bye.
See ya. Well, she was lovely. I think that might be our first drop out of high school story. Good for her, man. She was able to make a dollar out of dime. And she's got modeling. She's got commercial work. She's in the fitness space. She's in the food space. She's an actress. She's done a lot. Pretty cool. All right, guys. That is it for me. Don't forget to follow Wellscast Podcast on Instagram to keep up with all the new guests we have on. Make sure you give the old 5-star rate and review business. That helps the algorithm, makes the show more popular. And don't forget to thank
everyone who told me no to keep me going.
All right, guys, be good. And if you can't be good,
subscribe,
be good
to Wellscast on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts. It's the internet.
It's the internet.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. We were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to Season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.